I've come to tell you your best days are not behind you. God is not like that. He didn't let you run out because he left you. He let it run out so he could give you something better than what you brought to the party to begin with. Yeah. You flip the flow. You have saved, verse 10, the best till now. But how did he do it? How did he do it? Because everything you're running out of in your life today is in Jesus. It's in him. But there's three things I want to show you and we'll go quickly. Number one, it's not going to be in the places you expect. It's going to be number one, nearby. It's not going to be by you moving to a new situation or thinking that your solution is out there somewhere. It's not going to be distant. It's going to be nearby. Verse 6, where were the stone water jars? Pay attention to the details. Nearby. Where is the help that God has given you for the shortage in your life? It's nearby. The reason we don't see what's nearby is because when something is close, we see it as common. These were stone jars made of earth. They were leak-proof so that they wouldn't be ceremonially unclean, but there was nothing gold-plated about them. These were not iced-out jars. That's not what made them special. What was special was what was inside, but they didn't have to go. You know, Jesus right here could have been like the disciples. Go to town. You got to get some wine. But the thing about Cana is it's in the middle of nowhere, so they can't go get anything, so they have to use something nearby. I wonder what's nearby that if you pour yourself into it, God can flow again through your life. It's nearby. It's so close. Like, remember, they all came in the party and washed their hands. So the miracle was in something that they had already walked by to get to the party. The miracle is in something that you're walking by every day. It's in a Bible reading plan that you already started, but you just quit it and you can pick it back up. The wisdom that you need might be in the wife that you chose to do life with 6 years ago, but you don't want to listen to her because she's nearby. So I will see men go to conferences to learn how to be a better man, but they won't even listen to their own wife because they don't want to be humble. I'm telling you, it's nearby. It's not out there. That's not where the provision is. It's not somewhere out there. It's nearby. It's going to be so close. You'll miss it if you're not careful. It's going to be so close. You're walking. I'm telling you, it's something that you're walking by right now. You've been praying for it. It's an orange gratitude journal that's right there on your bed. It's an exercise plan that you already know to do. It's going to be nearby and it's going to be normal. That's the second thing. It's going to be normal. It's not going to feel so supernatural. It's going to feel natural. And then it's going to be super. But you can't wait for something special. You've got to embrace something normal. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power might be from God and not from us. It's coming through something normal. It's going to be normal. It's going to be habits. It's going to be discipline. It's going to be normal. God, use me. Go home and have dinner with your family. It's going to be normal. It's not going to be exciting. It's not going to be sexy. It's not going to be Instagram models in bikinis on the beach. It's going to be normal. It's going to be normal. Tell somebody it's going to be normal. Tell them it's going to be natural, but it's going to be super. When God gets done with normal, what happens on the inside of what looks normal on the outside, God is doing something in me. And I wonder what you've been walking by. Because it looks normal. You don't even notice it. Because it's nearby and it's normal and it's now. Jesus said, now. Verse 8, now. Everybody say, now. Now. Not after I've explained it to you, now. He didn't tell them, now, when you draw it out, it's gonna start to turn purple. Like when you stir the Kool-Aid in, it's gonna be a fermentation process and molecular structure is going, let me draw it up for you guys. This is okay, everybody. Come on in, guys. Is it all right? Now, I know you don't know what I'm gonna do, but I already know. I know you don't know why I'm telling you to do this, but I know. I know you don't know why I'm telling you to forgive, but I know what I want to do that I can't do in your life if you have a clogged heart. So do it now, now, now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And Jesus never points to what's next without dealing with what's now. Now draw it out. Now. I could imagine he could have gone around the whole party. You should have planned better and you should have known better. But he didn't do any of that because he didn't point to what they should have done. It doesn't do any good. He points to what is now. Now. Even though you've run, even though you could have done better, I'm going to tell you, you could have done a better job. You need to fire your wedding planner. I hope you didn't give her too much of a deposit because she really screwed this up. But now, that's actually what Mary and Martha said to Jesus when he showed up for Lazarus. If you would have been here, our brother would not have died. But even now, I feel the power of now on this word today. Now, 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 now. Because the truth is, you might be running out of time. And Jesus only had 3 years on earth. Isn't it crazy? Think about this. I'm almost done. Y'all got like 5 more minutes or am I out of time? I don't know how to receive that tepid encouragement. I guess go if you need to go. I'm going to talk to who wants to hear this last part. I just study too much to get up here and let a clock tell me when to quit. Because I know what it feels like to be empty. I've been there in my own life, you know, just dry and empty. And if another person asks me, if I don't even want to do it, but there's something significant not only about what Jesus did, water into wine, the law into the spirit. We could preach about that. We will one day. That he did it in a ceremonial jar, and it was an idea, the fact that the ceremonial washings of Moses were now being replaced by the blood that would be shed. That's all in there. It's a sign. It's pointing to a lot. But why did he do it in Cana? Why did he show his glory in Cana? And to understand this, we need to meet Nathanael, because Nathanael was a disciple who came to Jesus. Guess who brought him, by the way? Philip, the one who Jesus said, where are we going to get the bread from? But he already knew. I promise you, he already knows, but he's just trying to make sure that you know where it comes from. And Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus. Pick it up in 45. Philip found Nathanael and told him, yeah, you can start playing. It'll hurry me along. He found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. There were 456 different expectations of the Jewish Messiah. And Philip was doing the math, you know, carry the one. It's like it was, and he said, I think this is him. I think so. I'm not sure, but I think, come see. And Nathanael starts trying to figure it out based on what he can understand. He's like, did you say Nazareth, that hick town? He said, Nazareth, Monk's Corner. See, I'm used to being from a place that people don't respect when you say the name of it. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? And Nathanael asked the question, and Philip said, I can't answer that, but you can come see. Now watch this. This is where it gets good. When Jesus saw Nathanael, I always preach John chapter 2 thinking that verse 1 is where it started. On the third day, Jesus went to Cana, but it started before that. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Now, Nathanael was kind of creeped out. Verse 48, he said, how do you know me? We have met. How do you know? He said, I know what's in you. He said, but you don't know me. He said, but I know what's in you. One time when Elijah was little, he would walk around the house. How old was he? 2, 3? He'd walk around the house going, how do you know my name? How do you know my name? How do you know my name? I think he heard it on a TV show. And I thought that was so bizarre, you know? He'd walk up to me and holler, how do you know my name? How do you know my name? I say, because I made you. Because I gave you your name. I know who you are. I know what's in you. Jesus looks at Nathanael and he knows what's in him because Nathanael came from him. Now watch this. This is so important. For everybody who spends a lot of time feeling like that what's against you is greater than what's in you, I want you to know that God already knows what's against you. And he already knows what's in you. I said, he already knows what's against you. And he already knows what's in you. He said, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. And Nathanael said, you saw me. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. You hadn't even met me yet, and you saw me before I was called. You mean you saw me in this situation before I was even in it? You saw me in this dry place before it even stopped raining? You saw me in this dumb decision? You saw me in this divorce? You saw me in this low place? I say, yeah, I saw you. I wouldn't have put you in it if I didn't put it in you. You've got it in you. And you will not run out, and it will not run out, and it will not run out. You will accomplish your purpose. You will fulfill. You will complete your assignment. It is in you. I love Jesus. He said, you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that. And then they went to Cana. So Jesus could show Nathanael what he just told him. I am the one who flips the flow. I am the one, come on, get happy, who gives grace for shame. I am the one who turns rejection into blessing. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Your struggle is a sign. Your setback is a sign. Your secrets are a sign. God is with you. It is in you. Come on, release a shout of praise in the place. I said release a shout of praise in the place. And you will not run out. You will not run out. You might not have any wine, but if you have the one who can stir the water, you will never lack. You will make it, and you will achieve it in Jesus' name.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.